The room is dim except for the monitor's green glow. You sit beside Roland, 79, who is hours from death. His skin is papery under the thin blanket. Each breath sounds like it scrapes. He asked for a chaplain, not a priest, specifically you. No family waits outside his door. In a hoarse whisper, Roland tells you what he has carried for 30 years. He embezzled money from a small congregation where he served as treasurer. When the theft was discovered, a man named Darius was blamed. Darius went to prison for 2 years for something he did not do. Roland says the proof still exists. The real records are in a lockbox in his apartment. The key is taped under his bedside table at home. Then he tightens his grip on your wrist. "I'm confessing," he says, "but I don't want the records found." He wants you to witness his repentance and let it end here, between him and God. Down the hall. You have heard the nurses mention the calls. Darius's daughter has been ringing the hospital, asking to speak with any clergy. She has been trying to clear her father's name for a decade. Roland closes his eyes. His breathing slows, and you can feel time narrowing. Whatever you decide, it needs to happen now, before he's gone and before this stays buried forever. What's your call?